When PBS announced it would host a Democratic presidential candidates debate at UW-Milwaukee, students there rushed to find tickets, only to find they weren't being sold at all. Although somewhat disappointed, students remained proud to host the event and eager to watch it, even though through a live screening across the street. We now follow WUWM's Nicole Belke into the student watch party in the University Union.
It's an hour till debate time, and the Union Cinema's seats are already filled with students. Many brought posters of support or protest, and now they're rolled up in the students' laps or propped up against the walls. Things look the same next door in the two large overflow screening rooms. In this sea of young voters, it was hard to find one without a campaign button or t-shirt. Yet I found one undecided voter, Dean Sopik. He's just 18 and without a decided political identity.
I think this is the first step for me to take to get informed about what the Democrats think and kind of put it together and who I'm ultimately going to vote for, as this will be my first time ever voting.
The debate began with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton walking onto the stage. From each of the watch party rooms, the students erupted into cheers when Senator Sanders appeared on each projector. Yet Secretary Clinton prompted only a little awkward laughter and secondhand clapping from the speakers.
And former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Throughout the debate, big moments of student applause came after both candidates made comments about universal health care, debt-free college, police reform, and underemployment. Based on the noise levels, these are the issues UWM students care about tonight. Because when the debate shifted to topics of national security and foreign affairs, the crowd began to thin. Perhaps many simply had to return to studying. But Maya Stack stayed until the end.
There was a much bigger Bernie crowd than there was a Hillary crowd. I was initially for sure going to vote for Hillary, and now I'm not so sure. So I was clapping for both because they both stand for things I believe in.
I caught back up with 18-year-old Dean Sopik to ask if the debate helped him decide.
To be honest, after this, I'm left with more questions than answers.
Yet he's confident he now has a place to start his research and make a decision by Election Day. Nicole Belke, 89.7, WUWM.